Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories. A school bus sees a road rage attack, a Norfolk parody video goes viral, and an 81-year-old volunteer receives a national award.
A retail worker of two decades believes shoplifting is the worst it's ever been as she raises the terrible conditions staff face. Office for National Statistics figures showed 4,803 shoplifting offences were recorded by Norfolk Constabulary in 2023. Now, this was up 30% from 3,686 offences in 2022, and the highest since comparable records began in 2003. The East of England Co-op said last month it had seen its highest ever levels of shoplifting in 2023, with dozens of shop workers facing abuse from criminals every day. Matt Hood, Co-op's Managing Director of Food Retail, said repeats of prolific offenders and criminal gangs are driving the spike in shop crime. The Home Office announced in April that assaulting a retail worker is to become a standalone criminal offence.
Pictures show the shocking moment school children watched on as what is thought to be their bus driver has a roadside brawl. A video shows the driver getting punched by another motorist. It is believed the extraordinary scenes came when the pair swapped insults after a driving incident. The 33-second clip shows Thorpe St Andrew High pupils watching on in amazement as the driver, believed to be in blue and called Ken, is thumped by another motorist. At one point, the bus driver pins the man to the floor before pleading with his attacker, "I've got a bus full of kids." A Thorpe St Andrew High School spokeswoman confirmed the incident had been reported to police and clarified that the bus driver was not employed by the school. The spokeswoman said the bus driver is employed by a company contracted by Norfolk County Council. A Norfolk County Council spokeswoman said, "We are aware of an incident involving school transport operator today. We are investigating with the operator and will deal with the incident appropriately."
Bosses of a well-known car dealership that have assured customers it will be moving to a new home when a fast food chain takes over its city site. Earlier this month, McDonald's won its planning battle with Norwich City Council to replace Richard Nash cars in Sprowston. With the burger giant now able to start work on its 10th Norwich restaurant, information was murky about the future of the car dealership. However, having sold more than 45,000 cars during its 35 years in business, it'll be moving to a new site nearby. Jim Nash, sales director for Richard Nash Cars, said, "We're very much staying open. We'll be moving the cars and all of our staff, currently at the Mousehold Lane branch, to our newly expanded showroom site in Vulcan Road South, about 1.5 miles away, when the new McDonald's is complete." Concerns have been raised by those living near where the new McDonald's drive-through site will be built, including worries about more traffic on an already busy road. Mousehold Lane has a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit and a crossing with traffic lights near the junctions for Corbett Avenue and the M&S garage, with filter lanes in the middle of the road.
A parody music video filmed in Norwich and Great Yarmouth and sung in a strong Norfolk accent has gone viral on social media. "East Anglian Boy," a new song released by Leon Mallett, has racked up more than 1 million views after being posted on Facebook. The singer, who appeared on The X Factor in 2017, says he wrote the song, set to the tune of "American Boy" by Estelle, in about an hour 3 months ago. The 29-year-old said, "I've been writing parody songs for quite a while, but haven't ever done anything with them. This one felt different from the rest. It seemed a bit more relatable. I showed it to my nan, and she was absolutely obsessed with it and constantly telling me to do something with it. I thought of some good ideas for a video and filmed some shots in Norwich about 2 weeks ago and then sort of left it for a bit. Mr. Mallett was spurred on to film the rest of the scenes in Great Yarmouth after a video of him performing the song at a charity fundraising event racked up more than 1 million views in just 24 hours. He went to Great Yarmouth to film the remaining scenes and posted the official video of the song that night. After seeing how many people have enjoyed the song, the singer plans to release more parody songs about Norfolk and hopes to do a comedy music tour around the county.
An 81-year-old city man has been nationally recognised for his voluntary work with the Oddfellow Society. Peter Coe, who has been an active member of the City of Norwich Oddfellows for more than 6 decades, received the accolade in the Working in the Spirit of Mutuality category of the Oddfellows Making a Difference Awards. The Oddfellows is one of the UK's oldest and largest societies, having nearly 40,000 members across 99 branches. Mr. Coe joined the society as a 20-year-old. And has held various voluntary roles throughout the years, including branch chairman and chairman of the entire Norwich district twice. He's been instrumental in recruiting many new members and often takes the lead in organising social activities. With no political or religious affiliations, they describe themselves as a community-bonded, friendship, care and charitable support.
A Norfolk sight loss charity has appointed a new volunteer engagement coordinator to boost its volunteer support. Sophie Chapman-Smith will handle volunteer recruitment and management for Vision, Norfolk's hospital-based eye clinic, liaison service and its community outreach service. She previously served as a volunteer officer at the Norfolk and Norwich Festival and held similar positions at the Build Charity and the Norfolk Deaf Association. She said, "Volunteers are the lifeblood of almost every charity and they enable organisations such as Vision Norfolk to deliver so much more support to the people who need it the most. Volunteering is also a hugely rewarding thing to do in itself. It can really boost people's confidence, give them new skills which they can carry forward into their careers, or simply be a fulfilling way of giving something back to the community. Those interested in volunteering with Vision Norfolk can reach Ms. Chapman-Smith on 01603 573 000 extension 328 or via email at sophie.chapmansmith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
A Take That star has vowed to return to Norfolk after thousands of fans enjoyed their show at Carrow Road in Norwich. Now, after enjoying a couple of days in the county during the Take That tour, Gary Barlow has said he'll be returning to Norfolk for a weekend getaway. The star took to social media to thank the crowd after the band returned to Norwich with This Life on tour. The post read, "Norwich, you were amazing. Thank you all so much for coming to see us. It's been a beautiful two-night stay in the area too. I love it up here. I'll be back for a relaxing long weekend very soon." Take That's return to the city by popular demand after playing sell-out concerts at Carrow Road in 2017 and 2019. Barlow, along with Mark Owen and Howard Donald, took fans on a trip down memory lane with throwback chart toppers and songs from their recent 9th album, This Life. Fans even went so far as to queue up to 36 hours ahead of the concert to get a front row spot.